I'm Eric Carley. We're at the Great American Trucking Show in Dallas. Joining us right now from Keep Trucking, Shoaib Makhani. He's the CEO of Keep Trucking. Shoaib, welcome. How are you?
Doing well. How about yourself?
I'm doing well. You guys have been out there for a few years. You were just telling me off the air. You guys launched a few years ago, about 5 years ago?
Yeah, we started the company 5 years ago.
Wow.
And our original product really was a paper logbook for smartphones.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. And it was a free product at first. You were just basically getting this out there in the marketplace with drivers.
That's right. We gave it away for free. And our bet was that drivers would self-adopt it and they'd tell each other about it and they'd bring us into their companies. And that happened.
And then fast forward to the ELD mandate situation. Now it's time to build some hardware.
That's right. 2015 rolls around and the final rule is published. And it's very clear. What's necessary, right? You have to have a hardware device that connects to the engine, is integrally synchronized, and uses that to create the driving segments of the log. And so for us, it was very clear if we wanted to maintain this connectivity we had built with drivers, we'd need to build an ELD.
Right.
After a fair amount of trials and tribulations, we eventually put together a hardware engineering team and built ourselves a modern electronic logging device.
Wow. So here I'm reading one of the brochures from Keep Trucking, Break Free of Bad ELDs. There's a ton of feedback coming back on ELDs and a lot of drivers issuing complaints about some of the ELDs that are out there on the marketplace. Give us kind of, I guess, the scenario as we sit here in August of 2018, that mandate is fully in effect now. What really is behind this idea of breaking free of the bad ELDs?
Yeah. If you can imagine, when the federal government says we're going to mandate a certain technology, there's a lot of folks that see that as an opportunity to make some money.
Right.
And so there was a flood of vendors into the market who either didn't know how to build hardware and software,
right.
Or literally didn't even attempt it. They just were, it was vaporware.
Right.
And so we saw an opportunity to help drivers move over. 50% of small trucking companies use Keep Trucking for their ELDs, actually.
Wow.
And that's actually growing. And what we're doing is we're helping drivers make that switch from those low-quality vendors to us by offsetting the cost. We're essentially giving a credit to offset the cost of their current solution so that they can switch over and have an experience that is reliable, easy to use, and just fundamentally does what it says it's going to do.
This way, the cost really isn't an issue here. It's just about making that switch.
Yeah, absolutely. We want to reduce the switching cost. There's a lot of folks who made investments in these solutions without, doing, I would say, complete research.
Yeah.
We want to help mitigate the cost of switching by helping them get over to Keep Trucking, which is a proven, tested, and widely deployed product, and get them over.
So how did what issues, I guess, along the way, spell out some of those issues that you guys were able to solve with your device?
Yeah, we've been building this product for 5 years. It is hard, right? It's literally hardware is hard,
right?
And then the software that integrates with it is challenging too. So there's two really major classes of problems that drivers see. Sort of vehicle network issues, right? There's a device that connects to the actual diagnostic interface. And some of these low-quality vendors, they don't reliably connect. They don't read the data in the appropriate way. And as a result, the automatic duty status change is not reliable. Either it's happening when the vehicle's stationary or it's not happening at 5 miles per hour as it's supposed to. There's challenges around vehicle networks. And then there's also challenges around Bluetooth connectivity and actually connecting the phone to the ELD. It takes a lot of time, a lot of testing, and really great engineering to solve these problems. We've got, a team of 50 engineers across hardware and software that have been working on this problem for 5 years. And really, that's what it takes to build a great, reliable, easy-to-use solution.
It seems like we had a lot of startups, really fast, over the last 2 years that just kind of jumped into the game.
Yeah.
You think that's where we saw a lot of those problems?
Yeah, coming back to this, people saw dollars, right?
Yeah.
I'd say some bad actors came into the market thinking they can make a quick buck.
Right.
And unfortunately, at the expense of drivers. And that's we're trying to reverse that and change that. We think by helping reduce the cost of switching, we can get them over to, help them correct those mistakes.
Sure.
But yeah, we're seeing a lot of vendors leave this market because they don't do what they say they're going to do.
Yeah. What about install? Easy install here?
Yeah, absolutely. It's self-install. That was really at the core of this. We want this to be a self-service product. Mm-hmm. We ship you the appropriate cable for your vehicle, either a 6-pin or 9-pin, and you plug it in. You essentially set the ELD either on your dash or you can mount it discreetly, and then you connect to it from your phone, either iOS, iPhone, or Android.
Right. And where can they find the device?
Actually, so it's interesting. You can buy it from us directly. You can give us a call or go to keeptrucking.com. But we also sell the Keep Trucking ELD at 500-plus Pilot Flying J locations around the country. So you're able to step into store, buy the device in retail, and then activate it, and off you go.
Sure. If someone has not been, I guess, fully compliant now, up until now, I mean, they're far behind the curve now. What advice would you give them? I mean, it's time to really step up that game. There's no reason to be non-compliant at this point, right?
Yeah. Enforcement has been somewhat inconsistent. There's exceptions and exemptions. So I think it's provided some air cover for folks who sort of still are not have not adopted, but that's going away.
Right.
We're seeing much more consistent enforcement at roadside, I think the window of being non-compliant is essentially closed.
Right. Right.
And so yeah, there are still state-specific exemptions. California, Texas, Florida haven't rolled out their interstate rules. There's ag exemptions. So there's certain classes of commercial vehicle activity that don't need to do an ELD just yet. But it's coming for everyone.
Yeah. The power of video integrated into this ELD, I'll tell you, dash cams, I think, are a must. They can help you in the situation of that there might be an accident and you know you're not at fault. It can really help during any kind of debate during that process. And it's also, it really is about safety, I think, in terms of dash cam overall. I think it makes a better driver. Tell us about your device here and why that's important.
Yeah, so with our smart dash cam, we wanted it to be really, really easy to use and deploy. So all you do is you take the camera, you plug it into our ELD via USB, and that's it. Now you essentially have event video in case there is a critical event. Hard brakes, hard accelerations, an accident at the worst.
Right.
You can now see that that video gets up to the server. You don't have to worry about an SD card getting corrupted or losing that video. It is there. It's permanent. The actual applications of that are significant for the driver. The vast majority of commercial vehicle accidents are not the actual commercial driver's fault. 85% is the number I've heard. This is a device that protects the driver fundamentally.
Right.
It allows them to exonerate themselves, reduce the cost of claims. And we're actually seeing a trend where insurance companies are giving deep discounts on insurance premium that more than offsets the cost of the actual smart dash cam.
Wow.
For the use of our product. So that's coming. We're going to be announcing some news here pretty soon around some partnerships with insurance companies around that lines, around that specifically. To me, it's table stakes at this point. Every single truck driver should have a smart dash cam.
Yep, absolutely. Shoaib Makhani with Keep Trucking. Again, go to keeptrucking.com to learn more and go out there to Pilot Flying J. You'll see those ELDs out there in the stores right now. It's time to be compliant if you're not already. Get up to speed with a better ELD. Shoaib, thanks for your time. I hope we can do this again soon.
Thank you, Eric.